You see, NARC Kenya has no member of parliament. MCA, the what you call the local county representative, where Martha Karua comes from, is not from her party. So politically, it's an inconsequential move and too little too late to have any effect in terms of the political direction that are shaping all the political activities within Azimio, really. He does not carry the weight or gravitas to shake the coalition like any other partner.
But she was the vice presidential running mate for Raila Odinga.
Yeah, she was, because she was nominated to address a particular constituency which she did not deliver. You know, had Raila Odinga stuck maybe with his previous running mate, Kalonzo Musyoka, maybe outcomes would have been different. So there are people within that coalition who performed better, who brought better votes to Raila Odinga, who come with the political clout, who come with the masses and people. Martha Karua is not one of them. And NARC Kenya is not the party that brings such kind of a weight in the Azimio table.
Maybe it's me, but do you notice recently that it seems that Raila Odinga is cooperating more with President William Ruto, and maybe is he doing so for his own selfish reasons, if that is the case? Because, as you know, he wants to be the next chair of the African Union Commission.
You see, Raila's, in truthfulness, politics is three-quarters is selfish interest, and the ability to nationalize selfish interest is what makes one a good politician. Now, as it stands today, Raila has been fronted by the government of President Ruto as a Kenyan candidate for the position of AU. It is this government that has lobbied or is lobbying for Raila to be the chairman of AU. It is this government that is having a political crisis. So now, Raila is beholden to this government, whether through a formal arrangement or a quid pro quo kind of relationship is a different issue altogether. But Raila is beholden to this government with regard to the matter of AU position. And you've seen President Ruto has put his best foot forward in campaigning for Raila. He's put the best machinery, the Kenyan Prime Cabinet Secretary and also Minister of Foreign Affairs, Mudavadi, has set up a government secretariat to campaign for Raila Odinga. So it's a Kenyan project that we are putting one of the best Kenyans forward, supported by the government. So it would be suicidal for Raila Odinga not to support William Ruto. It would be very suicidal for Raila Odinga to be seen demonstrating against the government that is fronting his candidature for AU.